Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Hey, you handsomes. Were you a fan of our playthrough of the 1986 tabletop RPG Dinosaur Park, but wanted to hear how Adam and Cass would handle the official yet rarely referenced expansion, Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land? Then do we have great news for you. Dinosaur Land is coming to SansPantsPlus.com on January 1st, 2020. All you have to do is sign up to SansPantsPlus.com at any level from now until January 31st and you'll get access to the complete playthrough New Year's Morn. Get in quick because come February, it'll only be available to SansPants Kings. So just head to SansPantsPlus.com today and sign up so you can enter the new year listening to the terrible atrocities that Adam and Cass unleash onto an unsuspecting dinosaur land.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like which fictional prison would be the best to be incarcerated in?
Incarcerated, great word.
Yeah, it's up there with incinerate, a word that sounds similar.
I don't know which fictional prison would be the best incinerated.
They're actually all equally bad because the results is the same.
One where Hulk punches me into the sun.
All right, what's good about...
prison in general?
No, what's good about... yes.
Okay, so prisons in our current society, apparently... None of us have gone to jail.
Yeah, that's true.
No good.
Yeah.
It's not the ideal place to go.
Yeah, it's hard to get a good time out of a prison.
Yeah. Apparently, and again, this is all allegedly, never been to jail.
Haven't done time.
Seen some terrible seen some good documentaries about terrible things.
Yeah, bad
things. If you
things,
have done time or we get something wrong,
let us know.
Yeah,
write us an email.
Dear
Plumbing the Death Star, I'm in jail right now.
I'm currently in the clink.
You said it was bad. I'm having a nice time. How dare you insult my lifestyle?
I chose this.
Signed,
prison rules.
Bronson.
Bronson Jail.
All right, so what are you picking?
All right, so, yeah, jail, real life, bad. This jail seems easier. It's just jail for nerds. Yeah. I'm picking Azkaban.
Azkaban, all right, so
Harry Potter's Island jail. Harry Potter's version of... what's
Alcatraz.
That? Yes.
Yeah, yeah, look, hey, whoa, the name's so different.
Wait, Alcatraz.
Azkaban.
Man, she's brilliant.
Razzmatazz.
Whoa, British.
So why did you go to jail? What wizard crime did you commit? Magic outside of school, I imagine.
Magic outside of school.
Wow.
Turned a dog into a bone.
Yeah, I don't think they sent kids to Azkaban.
You were going to say Harry? I don't think they kill kids.
Harry Potter, age 11. You've used magic in your house. the mentor make out with this
boy. Yeah, imagine they're like Harry Potter, you know, Dobby like magics that cake onto Aunt Petunia's, not Aunt Petunia, yeah. whatever, his aunt's head. And Harry's like, well, I hope I don't get in trouble. And they're like 20 to life.
Smash cut to him.
Kid, you're fucked up and you will pay the ultimate price.
Six dementors all hovering around, smacking their lips.
Oh my God. It's scary. It's sad that wizard school was only good for 1 year.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. Let's say...
It's the worst of the worst.
Yeah, I'd have to do something really bad.
A proper atrocity.
Yeah, either one of the
killed the dragon in Gringotts.
There's got to be isn't it? If you use one of the curses, the three. Oh, okay.
One of those curses isn't actually that bad.
What about
Hang on. Shush.
Dusha is either saying that manipulation, murder, torture. It's not that bad.
All right, I see why you got into Daniel.
I did the good one.
I did the good one.
Sarah, are you sure you want to represent yourself in court? Yeah. Of course I'm sure.
Wizard Dusha, I'm giving you one last chance here.
Want a lawyer?
Just look, before you, can you please strike what was the last thing said from the records? Please,
last chance, the Miranda rights again. What you say can and will be used against you. Thank you, Your Honor. There's three unforgivable curses.
Yes.
Two of them are bad. Okay. One's fine. And I did it. I did it heaps.
I'd do it again. Ton. In fact, if you give me a wand, I'd do it right now. You I'm trying.
Adidas wand. All day long I dream about spells.
Okay, they snap your wand in front of you, put you in Azkaban.
Just to go on record, the manipulation one is the one I don't think is that bad.
It's pretty bad still.
Okay.
Transfiguration is a thing you can just do. You can turn your friend into a rat.
Yeah.
Manipulation is in the same school as that.
I suppose. Well, in court.
I disagree, but all right.
You've been bejailed.
I wouldn't be like, real life.
I didn't, but for a prank. It was just a joke, Your Honor.
For good reasons.
I made a kid in class stand up and yell at the teacher.
Jackson eat a clock. Okay. Me sitting in the witness stand just holding my stomach. I can't shit it.
If you put your ear to my belly, it tears.
I can't shit it.
It's a whole grandfather clock. It's so much wood.
See, Your Honor,
I can't even transfigure it into something good like a rat. Oh. It's just because my belly's in the way.
I'm shitting the numbers on the clock face at the moment.
See, Your Honor, a victimless crime.
Cogs coming out. Oh, man, so many cogs.
I don't understand how this is as bad as killing a man.
That's so funny to be like, bah, 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 8 o'clock. What? Man, come on. Walking over, breaking it down.
You dude, piece of
make me stop. Oh.
Nah.
Nah, I hate that clock.
Yeah.
This is the best way to get rid of it.
And watching you eat things is pleasant for me.
Now, the hands are spiky.
So, I mean, Azkaban. They've snapped my wand.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've snapped everyone's wands. Yeah. Doing magic.
Why'd they do that?
Well, you're not.
I thought you meant all wizards. Go on.
That was my crime. I went around and managed to snap every wand.
Not only did you make this young wizard eat a clock, but then you went on a wand snapping spree.
I shouldn't be stop. So easy to break.
It's all right. Hey, control someone, snap your wand. Oh, you shit.
Best way. How is it any different from Expelliarmus?
Actually, fuck, that's a good way to stop Voldemort. True. Control Voldemort, snap his own wand. Oh,
snap the Elder Wand. It snapped like a twig anyway.
I mean, if you're just going to do an
unforgivable curse.
Yeah.
If you're just going to do an unforgivable curse, you could just be like Avada Kedavra.
I mean, yeah, but that crosses a line because as someone famously just said,
two are real bad,
one's all right.
One's okay.
Yeah, but with Voldemort, like if you had a look, Murder's bad, but if you're in a room, it's 1941, you've got a gun and Hitler's in the room. If you shot him, I wouldn't be like, you're a bad man. I'd be like...
Net zero.
I understand. Look, hey, okay. An eye for an eye, but in this situation, the Bible's probably cool with it. I think I've misunderstood something. God, did I understand that?
Seeing that little moment of like, oh, in your face was really
It's good. Like your year 10 religious teacher's like, no, something's wrong.
I feel itchy for some reason.
Well, this is a total side note, but it's a very brief and funny story.
Please.
I went to a Catholic high school when I was doing my religion.
I know, because you know about the Bible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was doing religion in my last couple of years, my teacher had lost faith.
Oh, that's so intense.
I thought it was going to be, lost faith in me.
Lost faith. Okay. So just taught a really cynical version of religion. And it was far more interesting.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But that's how I ended up like this. I know a lot about it, but it was taught by a man that seemed to despise it.
So tell me about Azkaban. Yeah. Why is it
so good?
Well, it's like normal jail,
yes.
Except instead of risk of being shivved or terrible things happening or being killed, you're just sad.
Yeah.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I don't know. From what we saw, you were just like in a room.
Yeah.
I'd be bored.
It was dirty. And
it seemed kind of cold, in Azkaban.
It seemed real cold. Could you move? Were you chained to a floor?
Depends on what wizard crime you've done.
Did you have like free time in the yard? Because I don't reckon you did.
Yeah, because Grindelwald is chained to the floor when Dumbledore goes and has a peep.
Is he in Azkaban? I thought it was just a tower somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's a tower of Azkaban. Because
I think he's in Orlando Tower.
Look, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, the tower in Hogwarts.
And I was like, I thought it was just like a tower in the middle of, I don't know, Durmstrum or whatever.
I would say it's probably a tower in the middle of Azkaban.
Yeah.
Look, that makes a lot more sense than my headcanon of, yeah, it's just a tower.
Just a tower in the woods.
Sirius Black broke out of Azkaban, he's fine.
Yeah, well, he's not.
Fine for a bit.
Oh, he seems to have a little bit of, you know, PTSD there.
I mean, he's also dead.
Oh, that also true, yes.
Yeah, Bellatrix before that, she gets out.
A lot of people get out.
Yeah.
But like the Dementors...
I mean, I'm not at the same caliber of wizard.
But like the Dementors...
apparently I'm good at the manipulation
Very
spell.
Good.
Yeah. So maybe I am.
Snapping lots of wands and making a poor boy eat a clock. But so the Dementors, they're just meant to suck hope?
They suck your soul out.
No, that's they give you a bit of a smooch.
Yeah, that's
a Dementor's kiss.
And again, doesn't kill you, just makes you... It's pretty much the equivalent of a...
Lobotomy.
Yeah, that's the one.
They just make you cut. Like, if they're nearby, you just feel, like, mildly upset, yeah?
Well, yeah, because Harry, who has Voldemort in him...
Yeah.
So Dementors hate him.
Yeah.
And then Dementors are on Voldemort. It doesn't make sense. Or maybe it does.
I thought they hated Harry Potter. Maybe they love him. Like moth attracted to a light.
Isn't he delicious to them?
Isn't he like, you've got a little bit of that delicious evil in me?
No,
look,
isn't it?
Hey, I didn't know where old mate was. So
that makes sense. I might have just misunderstood.
If
like,
tragedy is soup, Harry's is the richest.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
But again, do Dementors just suck away like hope?
Yeah, well, no, I think
it's
just
the good feelings.
Yeah, just the
I mean, if it's just hope, I'm like, I'm already in jail. What hope do you think
well,
I
this
have?
Well, this is that thing, because with prison, a lot of things that keeps you going from those horrible documentaries about the have seen seem to be like, oh, well, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Like,
yeah,
I know what's going
on.
I'm getting out eventually.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the Dementors is just, it just seems very depressing.
I just keep imagining Dusha having to relive his worst memories, but they're not that bad. It's like going on a Ticketmaster and they're out of tickets to a show you want to go to, and you're like,
Yeah. Like, they make you relive you making Jack eat a clock. You're like, yeah, good.
Actually, that was bad to watch. it's cutting my throat on the way down. This is the big hand.
And the moments where
you fall.
I didn't say not chew, I just said eat it.
It's just deep throating that clock.
And yeah, they're like, and moments where like I revisit where I was ruined by my most hubris moments, which was just caught 2 weeks ago. No, I don't want a lawyer. I didn't do anything wrong.
I'll represent myself. The judge will understand.
I'm an innocent man.
Playing that on repeat. Well, I see where I might have fucked up.
It's so funny to go into court being like, the judge will be on my side.
Judge, come on, buddy.
Come on.
Mate.
Why is this even a crime? Not even, because I'm not denying I did it. I'm denying that it should be a crime, which is a big decision for a man who is representing himself to
and
try
under arrest.
Yeah.
He's
not even an activist. He's just under arrest. So if my memory from the film is, again, as we can see, spotty. Mm. So it just was like, was there anything in the room?
It seemed like the cells were bare, like they were with just maybe a shitter.
Yeah.
And then like metal bars and Dementors just roaming the halls.
Yeah. Did you get a bed?
Didn't look like it.
But we only see Sirius's cell, right?
No, we see Bellatrix as Lestrange as well.
And Barty like, Crouch's genius.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they have a bed, but it doesn't look comfortable. But no prison is.
Yeah.
So is your argument that this prison is good because it's really no worse from a regular prison?
Well, I'd say it's better than a regular prison.
Bold claim.
Cool.
Because right. You don't
spooky
need to
ghouls outside floating by.
Yeah, spooky ghouls. But that's the thing. Spooky ghouls, it's just like, there's no actual threat in Azkaban.
That's
it's
there's
just
no threat from other prisoners. That's a good point.
Because all the other prisoners have no hope.
Yeah.
No hope and no wands. And
they're also all in other separate cells. Can you and like imagine, you said, no time in the yard.
Can you imagine a wizard throwing a fucking punch?
I can't. They just the very idea makes me sick.
Yeah. Hollow bones like a bird.
Yeah.
What are you doing for exercise and cleaning? Are there showers?
And also,
what am I doing for exercise in real life?
Good point.
All right,
walking. That's fine. I can still do that.
Pace around the cell.
Yeah,
but
scheme
a big. Ooh.
Keep your mind active. Keep the body active.
Yeah. Well, because there's a big problem here. You know, what you're suggesting of why it's good is that there's no one around, but that's basically just solitary.
Yeah, you're pretty much putting yourself
in solitary confinement for the longest time.
But with ghosts.
And that seems to like real fuckle a lot of people's brains.
Yeah, I feel like
you're basically gonna like lobotomy yourself.
There's a further example of John Dush's hubris. They're like, we'll put you in the communal cell. You're like, nah, don't.
I don't care.
I don't care. Put me in the solitary one. It's good in there. It's quiet.
It's quiet. It's great. It's not. It's bad.
And you come out and they're like, did the Dementors get you? No. You just were in solitary and that's what happens.
Yeah, no, look, it's good. It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, bad choice.
Yeah, bad choice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good choice.
So, okay, yeah. All right.
Prison is a breeze.
I'm gonna put forward the Suicide Squad prison.
Blackgate.
Okay, yes. I'm gonna stop you there.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you just revisit the first word of the sentence you just well. The first one of the name of this thing.
Yeah.
And that will be why this is a bad choice.
Are you getting put in the Suicide Squad?
Well, I have the potential to. Because like, look
at Amanda Waller looks at the roster of people incarcerated recently and she's like, it hasn't been a supervillain with powers or abilities for the last 20 years.
Hello.
I guess we'll take Joel Zammit. Put him on the team.
He manages people at work.
That seems pretty good.
That seems pretty.
He's in okay shape, I guess.
I'm going to put a bomb in his head.
Leadership position. Already, but no, because it's the same kind of principle as yours, JD, where it's like prison kind of sucks anyway. This is basically a prison where, hey, I might get on like the good side of the government,
yeah,
and get to go on excursions. And depending what kind of creature or evil villain I am, I get a customized cell. Like, look what they gave Killer Croc.
Yeah, that
they
is
gave
cool.
him like a swamp and fed him pigs or whatever.
Yeah, so if you, but you have to save the day at least once to get a good cell.
No, Killer Croc started off that way.
Yeah, that's weird.
He got a TV for
yeah,
being
that's
rewarded.
He got the TV. But well, you maybe don't have any special requirements.
You'd just be given you would have a cell very similar to my cell.
Except you would have a comfortable bed.
You'd have a comfortable bed.
A comfortable bed.
Look what Harley Quinn had.
No
bed. She had beds and ropes you could do tricks
on. She had no bed. She has ropes. Presumably, like, I hope she hangs herself.
But yeah.
That's the only logical reason for
right?
them being like.
But why'd they give you like, hey, we're going to give you something, so maybe look, we hear you're a bit of a gymnast, maybe a circus performer.
Yeah.
So you could, have you ever heard of like the Matt, look, the warden went and saw Cirque du Soleil last week.
Yeah.
Just wondering if you heard of
at what point in Harley Quinn's career did she teach herself trapeze? Did she go from psychiatrist? She was like, I'll join you as Harley Quinn. And the Joker's like, great. These are the classes you need to take.
Extensive
you need to be
training.
Circus themed. That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, what are your special requirements as Joel Zammit?
That
me and Dusha as Blackgate's like budget people can put towards.
You keep bringing up Killer Croc.
Yeah.
Killer Croc.
Killer Croc. All right.
You keep bringing up Killer Croc. He is literally a crocodile man. He will probably die if we don't give him water.
Yeah, I know. I heard you guys said he was closer to crocodiles than human or something.
Yeah, we don't have much of what you might call a science department. We're a prison.
Anyway.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Shut up, prisoner. What do you want?
Yeah, he keeps all talking right. back.
All he's going to get is this baton in a second.
Oh, no.
What are your special requirements so you don't die?
Let's see. Coffee?
Wrong.
Nah, that's right.
We'll give him a pound of coffee. No, nothing to make the coffee.
What happens if you don't have coffee?
What happens if I don't have coffee?
He gets cranky.
I get cranky and
he's
very
all stroppy if he doesn't get coffee.
I get stroppy, migraine, and I'll start vomiting.
Okay, yeah. So you're out of the suicide squad because you're not in good condition.
But if I have coffee, I'm good. And wait, why am I wanting to be in the suicide squad?
Too
this
bad.
Is all right.
Oh, shit.
Bombing head activated already.
The threats that the Suicide Squad face, they face them because they have special abilities.
Well, hang on.
Yeah.
Boomerang's just a guy.
Yeah, he knows how to throw a boomerang.
He uses a drone once.
Yeah.
I can use a drone.
All right. Well, we've got an inmate claiming a lot of abilities.
So, Blackgate Officer Number 2.
Hey, I have a name.
Yes, Officer Number 2. You know when
it's
we put
Jacques.
Jacques, yeah. Officer Number 2.
Okay.
There was
keep saying Jacques. He's been rude to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we got a weird relationship. Go on.
I'm his senior officer. Senior Officer Joel Dusha and Officer Number 2 Jacques. You know how when we arrest people that have drug addictions and we don't just give them heaps of that drug?
Yeah.
Why are we giving this man coffee?
Well, he wants to be on the Suicide Squad, he was saying, I think.
Is that true, sir?
Look, maybe.
Why am I calling you sir? Scum.
We run this prison. I don't want to be that guy, but we run this prison pretty bad.
Oh, look, if you just... I'll happily take the coffee like that in the cafeteria at the prison, but like...
I don't
I thought
think this
maybe...
guy knows what a... prison is.
Yeah, I think he's confused it for high school he saw an American TV show.
Or an office, possibly.
Gee, yeah. What can you can buy, like...
Yeah, you've got
commissary.
I don't know, whatever it is. Commissary.
All right, fine. Coffee, question mark. What else do you need?
Yeah.
He's good.
What else do I need? So a couple good books to read. Come on.
I'm putting this man in.
Hey.
I might hang him.
Give me, limited access to the library.
Why?
I think he just gets that for free.
Yeah,
I don't know how we run our prison.
Also, why do you think that? Why is that something you put your foot down?
That's something
senior officer, prisoners. Joel Dusha.
No,
you want me to give?
You came to us, you're like, I've got special requests, and then you've requested something that. Look, maybe we can do, but I don't think we would. And a second thing, which is just for everyone.
Okay,
so
a bit better.
Don't come at me like what I'm saying is ridiculous. It's like
you
being
just
like...
seem to be like, I'm just not going to let you use the library. That was just the vibe I got. I wrong?
It did seem like your intent was to ban him from the library.
I might now just because he's wasting my time.
It's great to
no
imagine...
books. Everyone else gets them, just not you because you asked for it.
It's great to imagine Zabit's cell is just Zabit and a pile of coffee beans. And no bed or toilet or anything. That'll do him.
He said, Killer Croc gets special stuff. Yeah. I want special stuff too. We're like, what? You say
that's
coffee
not
and
what
books.
I said. You're putting words in my mouth. Where's
what
the judge?
What special requirements do you need?
I'm just a dude. I was saying why Blackwater was all right.
Why are you was in jail?
Right. Yeah, what crime did you do?
Oh, yeah, what crime did I do? Is it just a jail for people? Is it a jail for, like, super crime?
It's like Arkham.
Yeah, it's like a lesser Arkham. There are regular criminals in there. It's like all of the supervillains go, or most of the supervillains go to Arkham Asylum, and their cronies go to Blackgate.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
No, it's like still a high security prison. Yeah. So it's something bad.
Maybe
like,
you were in a gang.
Like huffed some Joker gas and was running with a JK man himself.
Yeah.
Super strength? And a little bit of
I
crazy
think it just
psychosis.
Gives you a big smile.
Big smile, and can I do gym tricks?
I guess we can give him rope.
Every prisoner gets rope.
I hear the warden scene Cirque du Soleil.
Our rope budget is huge.
I just like the idea that Blackwater has given everyone those things because either they do Cirque du Soleil or hang themselves. Like, either way is fine with us.
I can do a great last circus trick. What you do is like a rope trick thing, and I am topless in tight jeans, and there's a bath underneath me. I get wet and do some spinny stuff. It's very sexy.
What about Zama does magic tricks with cards? Let's give him a deck of cards.
Okay, that's
that
fair.
Can be his ability.
There we go. We'll give him some coffee and some cards. That's it.
Oh, I want to be cut and wet. All right, fine.
Then we'll put him on the suicide squad and call him Cardo.
Cardo the card boy.
I guess I'm okay. It's
Cardo card wonder.
Can I at least get a drone like Boomerang?
No.
For what? How does that help you do card tricks? You can get an extra special deck of cards that's heavy or something.
Can I throw them like Gambit?
Can you?
Yeah.
I can try.
Well, there you go. Well done.
Then we make them face like an evil Superman and Zaman just gets killed.
Well, free space in prison again.
Zama gets laser-eyed and we're like, well, look, I mean, to be honest, all he could do was card tricks, so we should have expected
just like throwing cards as you do and just bounce off anyone. The worst I've ever seen with, like, I mean, when you throw those card tricks is accidentally cutting someone in the, like, on the forehead.
Oh, man.
And that's it. That's the worst that you can do with one of those bad boys.
Yeah, I just imagine you flinging it at Superman and it just goes across his costume and slices open the costume at the nipple, which pops out. And you're like, oh, and then he laser beams you. Yeah. That's the end.
Yeah. However,
yeah.
In terms of prison, got to go outside.
That's true.
Got to be in a team.
Excursions are nice.
Excursions are nice.
You have a bomb in your head.
Special yeah. treatments. Yeah, only if I don't do what they say.
And Zaman's going to do
I'm a government stooge, if anything.
He'll- have you read any of the comics?
No.
They just blow people up sometimes. Oh, it's just an easy way to get rid of them.
Yeah, but like,
which
you
is also something that I've noticed that something. Wow, I drank off milk before this episode. It hasn't sat well with me.
That makes sense.
Yeah, something that I've realized I don't know about running prisons, because for some reason in this situation I keep talking about if prisoners kill themselves, that's good. No, that's bad.
That's not what they want. No. They tend to try and avoid that.
Yeah, they want to punish them, not for them to die.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, again, depending, if I'm on death row, I mean, I guess that just saves me the time and the appeals.
If
so
I was on death
good.
Row, the Suicide Squad would be a better crew.
Yeah.
A better thing to do than just wait in a cell and then get, like, the electric chair.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, in that sense, I think it is better. But also, you are just you. I mean, it's an interesting way to die, killed by Superman. Or
yeah.
How many people can... And plus, because I'm just a guy doing magic tricks, being like, hey, Supes, was this your card? And then if he shoots me with his laser beams, he's the dickhead.
It's cool to know that you'll forever weigh on Superman's conscience.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
If it's Snyder... Superman, maybe not. But if it's regular Superman,
I was imagining regular Superman.
He'd be a bit like, ooh,
he'd
was
be like
that
when
a
he got out when the whatever the evil gas wore off, he'd be like, what did I do? That man was just showing me card tricks.
Oh, it's nice that he had evil gas. I just assumed he just was like, oh,
I thought he was one of the Suicide Squad. It's scary that your version of Superman is just indiscriminately killing villains.
Yeah, I feel like choice.
Just like, the Suicides. I'll pull my punches back, but not a little bit. You know, I'll just try. Oh, I should have pulled them back real way with Ibiza.
It's fucked up. You had to imagine Superman thinking that you have, like, equal super strength to him and just breaking your jaw.
He's part of the Suicide Squad.
He'll have power.
Amanda Waller's probably injected him with some kind of super serum of muscles or whatever.
And your chest just caves in around his fist and it just keeps going.
Just like a slow motion of Superman's face, of the horror of his just like,
Amanda Waller being like, activate the bomb, we're gonna kill him now. Kill him now so he doesn't have to suffer through this. It's our mercy.
Punches him like a gut punch.
And then just like a slow pop as your belly pops.
Or like, all my like, it's esophagus just like reversing up my throat coming out.
The bomb going off in your head, singeing Superman's face. Oh, no. The rest of the Suicide Squad just being like, oh, my
Superman, God. He was just a dude. He did card tricks for morale. Wasn't good morale, but
none of us liked them.
Hey, Supes, do you like card tricks? No one does.
Superman with blood up to his elbow just being like, flying away. Well, flying you've demoralized away. Superman.
I guess
I
that's
did what
good.
The Joker could never do.
And now a quick word from our sponsors. Also, hey, Plumbing the Death Star is all fine and dandy, but did you know we produce a whole bunch of other podcasts? Like, maybe you want a show that is bereft of the Plumbing Boys and their bad opinions, and instead featured our good friends, Levins and John, reviewing all of your favorite indie titles. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for All the Small Games, our indie review podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
What's your power? I'm the demoralizer. I can use my power once, and it's that I am human.
I seem bad, but I'm not actually.
My one power is that I seem powerful, but I am not, and trick heroes into killing me.
Which then makes them feel bad, and then they go and think about what they've done, and then probably after a bit come back, and they're fine.
I've not used my power once, but I will soon.
I reckon it'll be good. So in terms of like a prison, that's not bad. And I'm hopefully, maybe, if the government are nice, my family will be provided for in my death.
Yeah,
however, this is a black ops operation.
Yes,
so I guess I'm cause of death hung by those ropes I requested in prison.
Cause of death, he died of natural causes. And they have an open casket and you just have a hole in your stomach down
and your
at the bottom of the...
exploded. Yeah.
What
happened? Natural causes. Old age.
This is what happens.
This congenital heart condition. Yeah, it's,
looks like someone punched him really hard in the stomach and then his head exploded. No, you're wrong.
It was definitely old age. Age 32 or whatever.
It was his time.
Okay. It's sad, move on. I like the idea of being the demoralizer and Superman's like winding up. You're like, here it goes. I'm about to die, but I'm also about to demoralize Superman. Then Wonder Woman just appears and cuts you in half. And she's like, oh, well.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Villains have to die.
Yeah, he was bad. So no. This is good. Da-da-da. Flies away.
Killed by the one hero that has no issue with killing.
Killer Croc. But he just did cut. Oh, she's gone.
She's gone. She doesn't care. She's not fussed. Oh, well. Superman like, oh, fuck.
Hey, demoralized soups again,
Superman's
though.
Superman's demoralized for different reasons. I think that was just a guy, Wonder Woman. Oh, my God. Yeah, well,
but
whatever.
But he's in the Suicide Squad. So, I like the idea of, like, dying in the Suicide Squad, doing a little fart, and then your head popping.
People being like, was that?
It's like being
they
killed.
Related?
Being killed prior to the bomb going off.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, it's Wonder Woman stabbing you full over. You're like, oh.
It's also good for, like, the bomb in the head to go off, like, way down the track, like, in the coffin, dearly beloved. Or even just, like, a cemetery and one of the graves.
It's like the gravestone just, like, shifts up a bit, smoke starts appearing underneath.
What happened there? That's so weird. Is Amanda Waller just, like, ticking boxes of, like, oh, I haven't exploded these bombs. Let me just take care of them. Tick, 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 tick.
Someone in jail's head just pops like, whoops.
Yeah, oh, you know when you start getting accidentally doing things by route, you're like, click, 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 click. Oh, no.
went too far in the middle of dinner.
Time to die, Batman.
Batman, very confused. Wait, Batman
when he said also... time to die, I thought he meant it was my time to die, not his.
I guess, Alfred, this was a weird one.
I guess Batman demoralized as well.
Indeed, sir. Indeed. Batman driving the Batmobile home and just like,
Time to die.
Time to die. And then he died.
His head just... Last time I know, Mr. Freeze never...
I notice it's consuming you, Master Bruce.
Yeah.
But I don't feel bad about it. I'm just kind of
puzzled.
Did I do... Alfred, can I? Alfred, just like just stares at Alfred for like a little bit too long. Master Bruce,
Remind me, Alfred, do I have the power to make people's heads explode? No, Master Bruce.
Not that I remember.
Are you
Master
sure?
Bruce. Yeah.
Which of the Robins don't I like right now, Bruce?
It's always your son, sir. Damien.
Bring Damien in for me.
I like the idea of bring Damien in. I haven't seen Damien in any of the animated things. Yeah. I've only read it, so I imagine their relationship is very similar to Scott Evil and Dr. Evil.
Oh, yeah, heaps.
Absolutely.
So I imagine just Batman staring at Damien for ages, and then Damien's like, shut up, Dad, and then just kicks him in the nuts. My boy!
Right in the mummy daddy button.
Oh no, Austin Powers Batman is bad. Oh no.
Do I make you scared, baby? Yeah.
I don't like what we found ourselves.
This real is... Randy for fear. What?
You're an animal, baby.
You're a bat. You're a bat. You're only a bat.
And I'm spent.
Oh no. Although a shagadelic bat cave is pretty great to imagine.
Just the penny spinning. Like, psychedelic colors.
That's
hey,
good.
I think we've gone back again. It's just 60s Batman.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
A lot of all the go-go girls, but like in Batgirl.
Yeah.
I'm into that. Anyway. Good prison anyway.
Batsuit has nipples again.
Yeah.
Machine gun job, please.
Batsuit has nipples and a dick. If you're going whole hog, go whole hog. Put me in the Phantom Zone. That's where I want to go.
So that's
the cube. It's not a cube. It's a pane of glass.
Yeah. So ending of Superman 2 when Zod's in that square.
I'm also there. Yes, I'm with Zod and his crew. I was nearby.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't commit a crime because this isn't a prison with, like, jurisdiction. This is just a place Superman puts people he doesn't like. Maybe I annoyed Superman so much he was like, don't tell anyone I ever did this and put me in the Phantom Zone. And then I'm looking out of that plane of glass at what's happening in the world.
So why is this good?
Yeah. Seems pretty chill in there. Don't get hassled by anyone.
Aren't you in there with Zod?
Yeah.
Well, you're in there with Zod. I can hassle Zod. That's pretty good.
But Zod's going to hassle you and yell about Superman. Yeah, but I don't think
you
can...
No, you never age in the Phantom Zone. Live forever in the zone.
But yeah, look, live forever. Oh, yeah, in the zone.
You know how we were saying we're dunking on me because I just picked solitary confinement?
Yeah.
You've picked infinity solitary confinement.
He's picked infinite confinement with Zod and his cronies.
They'll grow to love me
over time. When we come out of the Phantom Zone, when Zod and his crew are eventually released, I'll be part of the crew.
That's true.
Or you'll come out with broken arms and legs and a bloodied face.
Yeah. Superman, they didn't kill me. They just kept punching me.
Put them back in the zone.
Superman!
I remember why I put you in the zone in the first place.
What happens if you're square, you're living in shatters or whatever?
Oh, that's bad. Does Superman just rest that plane of glass up against a wall in his house in Smallville?
I hope so.
That's bad. Pa Kent coming to move things? No.
Nah, just replace one of your windows with that and then hope none of the neighborhood kids play cricket.
You can look out of the Phantom Zone at the world.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's like a window to everything. I never age. I get to hang out with Zod.
Do you have to eat? I guess not.
No. Can hang out with Zod. Get to watch the world. There's ghouls everywhere. Phantoms. That's why it's called the Phantom Zone.
Wait, how big is the Phantom Zone?
Huge. It's a desolate wasteland planet with a small window to the real world.
You've picked Mad Max.
I have, but okay. Cold Mad Max.
So I thought it was just like you're in that like one cube.
I think it might be in Superman 2. So let's make a decision. Superman 2 Phantom Zone or real Phantom Zone from the comic books?
Your choice. It's
Superman
your prison.
2 Phantom Zone.
Brave to pick the bad one.
Yep. Put me in a cube. Then I'm looking out of there, squished up there with Zod floating into space.
That's good, because then it's no longer a window to the world. It's just a window out into that literal place that the cube is seeing, which is space, so nothing.
However, you get to see like the wonders of space. Because no other person, without, you know, the risk of dying. Because now you get to observe space as you float around.
I have a question.
Sure.
Zod, what about space. Him? Any regular human beings ever been in the Phantom Zone?
Not to the time aware of.
Do you reckon there's oxygen in there? Because I don't think so.
I'll hold my breath.
So are you a Kryptonian?
No, I'm me, Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Superman was fighting Zod and I was reading a magazine, a dirty magazine, and crossing a road where Superman flung them into the Phantom Zone. Hey, that's good. It means I have a dirty magazine in space.
Oh, Zod's going to hate you. He'll be sick of you pulling your presumably red raw dick.
What else is there to do, Zod? Come on.
Rest! Let it heal!
Zod just being angry. I wouldn't care if you took a break every now and then.
Just constantly. Every moment of every day.
I've stopped
whack, whack, whack.
Properly come, which is crazy.
Give me the magazine.
Oh, if he tore that magazine up, that's all I have to remind me of the real world.
I just figured he'd use it for himself, but yes, I guess he could tear it as well.
That's fair.
Does he have laser eyes?
Yeah,
disintegrates it.
I'm trying to remember if you can actually physically damage each other in the Phantom Zone.
I don't. Because
if you can, then I guess Zod just snaps my neck straight away.
But if you can't die, is it that kind of thing where are you immortal in the Phantom Zone?
I just know that you don't age.
No, it could just be the time doesn't pass. Yeah. So it's
if time doesn't pass, then you can't die.
Yeah, but I might be able to have my neck snap. Oh, no.
Is this a situation where, because time stopped, your body...
Yeah.
So you get in between heart. That thing of in between. When they freeze, people they'll be right. I shook my head. They're not all right. They're dead.
I really like to imagine.
Walt Disney is staying dead.
Cryogenically frozen?
Yeah. Except cryogenically freezing someone who's alive, I guess.
Yeah. They do just die.
Yeah.
That's just
murder.
Yeah.
Suicide if you press the buttons, I guess.
Yeah. I really like to imagine Zod and his crew getting into the Phantom Zone. And they're like, oh no, we've been trapped in the Phantom Zone. We've got to do something. And I'm like, yeah, we got to figure this out. Them not realizing I'm there until I...
chime in with a plan. What if we break the window to the world?
Yeah, I'll smash it from the inside. And let me get a rock.
Yeah.
We just got to figure out how to open this damn window.
There's no edges. Man, Zod, what's going on?
So are there other inmates apart
from...
Yeah,
there's plenty of people in the Phantom Zone. I got a whole crew to hang out with and annoy. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you've got a list of the people in the Phantom Zone.
Christ, they're all ending like, it's busy. There's Var, Azrael.
Yeah.
Bulgra.
Darkseid ever been there?
Oh, my Lord.
I feel like the Phantom Zone's a good place.
Someone called Evil Man. Come on, DC.
That's Jackson.
I'm here. What's your name? I'm like, you know, Emperor Zod. Oh, I'm Jack.
Evil Man.
Evil Man. He was sentenced to 50 Kryptonian sun cycles for using forbidden experiments to turn humans into weird bird-like monsters.
That sounds like a Jackson crime.
Great. Hey, the Toy Master.
Everybody comes to the Phantom Zone eventually.
I like that.
Hey, he's a non-Kryptonian. So yeah, you is a non-Kryptonian.
I'm good, baby. I'm brazy.
A man called himself Evil Man and then turned humans into bad birds.
That's like the worst thing he could think of. This is the most evil crime a man
could
commit.
You could just murder. No.
No. Birdman.
I might accidentally leave a beautiful corpse. Birdman always ugly.
This is what I wanted to do.
Yeah, and eventually I'll get out of the Phantom Zone, because everybody does.
That's true.
But how do they usually get out?
Well, they
escape.
Yeah, when...
Jackson.
Yeah.
I reckon if I... put you in a room with a locked door. Just a regular room. Just a room that has a door, and on the other side of the door, there's a chair against the door. You'd struggle to get out.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What? The history of this?
Yeah, it was like a phantom, like a dimension that was found by Superman's dad or something.
By Jor-El as a humane method of imprisoning criminals, because previously, criminals were punished by being sealed into capsules and rocketed into orbit in suspended animation.
Yeah.
With crystals attached to their foreheads to slowly erase their criminal tendencies. They were brainwashing them.
Yeah.
Doesn't that happen to Zod in Man of Steel?
That's fun.
I really like
it. Yeah, because he's in a capsule and he comes down. He's like, I'm back and I'm going to turn this into Krypton because I'm not Jazz. The Krypton blew up.
That was rough to find out. Yeah. Zod gets out of the Phantom Zone then.
Oh, yeah. And look.
No, that's not the Phantom Zone. It's that thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, again, the inmates of the Phantom Zone reside in a ghost-like state of existence for which they can observe but can't interact with the regular universe.
That sounds nice.
That sounds nice. Yeah. You're basically a ghost. You've turned yourself into a ghost.
A ghost, and eventually Zod. I'm not going to figure out how to escape the Phantom Zone, but Zod will.
And this is, I'm with you. This is great.
And then Zod will continue on. He'll be like, I figured a way out. And I'll be like, yeah, we can finally get free.
If being ghosts is a choice, I'm changing my answer to purgatory in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
If being ghost is a choice, I'm changing my answer to being a ghost. That's the best prison of all.
Yeah, well, purgatory's kind of a prison.
Yeah, I suppose.
I guess.
Yeah. And you get out by beating death at board games.
That's pretty good.
Oh, I get to play. Oh, that's it. Hey, death, we're playing Gloomhaven. Have you got to spare 6 years while we do this?
Yes, I've got eternity. Also, I kind of sound like a Dracula.
See?
That is true.
Finally get to play all these board games.
So do we land on purgatory as the best prison?
Yeah, because then you can beat death and then you get out and then that's fine.
Get out to where though?
Earth. Back to life.
I wanted to go to hell.
You can also do that.
Done.
Seance to send you to hell in that world for some reason. Because that happens to Bill and Ted.
That's a strange reality.
They're in purgatory. Then they go back to Earth. They're like, we got this. I'll just go to my stepmom's seance and be like, hey, mom, I'm dead. And then she panics and she's like, ghosts. And then banishes them to hell. Bill's scared of his grandma's kisses. That's his hell.
So it's less about the seance and the mum banishing them.
Yeah, I think I'm going back to the Phantom Zone.
I'm staying in purgatory with hell. With death.
I might crawl into the Phantom Zone myself. Yeah.
We'll leave Dusha in hell, I guess.
I could also go to heaven. Bill and Ted get into heaven by bashing angels.
Yeah.
That's easy. They don't see it coming.
I guess we'll just patiently observe from the Phantom Zone.
Yeah.
And then when I get sick of being dead, I'll just be alive again. Wow.
Once more, JD got by his own hubris.
I don't think Dusha answered the question right.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I'll live forever except for when I don't, and then I'll just live again.
That's not a prison.
Death is a prison. I can just get out easy. It's simple. And I've been Joel also. Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at SanspantsRadio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.